ruffled by what you just did. It's the second Browns win ever in this place. Your thoughts?
It's just good to get the first win, guys. We got a really resilient group. I think we showed that through the week that we had. You know, not everything went right today, but in the end, we came out on top. And, you know, a win's a win, and that's the most important thing.
Talk about fighting through the adversity, three picks and all that kind of stuff, and coming back at the end.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you got to, you know, be mad about it for a second and move on, because there's a lot of game to play, especially in this league. The defense did a great job of bailing us out, bailing me out, really. You know, the two picks, the first two picks, they didn't score off of that, and that's huge. You know, if they score off those, it's probably a different ball game. But it was a complete team win. They stepped up when they needed to. We stepped up when we needed to. Special teams did a great job. And like I said, it's just good to get that first one and get things rolling.
What's the key to overcoming the adversity of this environment here?
Just move on. Just move on. It's as simple as that. You know, you just got to move on to the next play. You can't dwell on things. You can't dwell on things that are good either. You know, obviously we had some good things rolling, and then things kind of, you know, go against us. So you just got to move on to the next play. And we talk about that, win the one. And it means a lot. Win the one play, win the day, win the week, win the game. And, you know, did a good job of that.
I meant the noise, too.
Yeah, the noise. I mean, the noise is the noise. You practice with it. You know, obviously it's a little bit harder to communicate. And there were a few things that got a little messed up. And, but like I said, you got to handle that adversity and move on.
How about Josh Gordon? Talk about how he came up so big for
sure.
you.
Sure. It's great to have Josh back. Obviously, he's a game changer. Big guy who can move and go up and get the ball. And, you know, and he also, you know, frees up some other guys, because after he had a few catches, they started, you know, kind of favoring his side. That's how, I mean, that one interception, I tried to force it into him, and Harrison Smith did a good job reading my eyes. And but that's something you learn from, and you move on, and we'll know that going forward, that he's going to attract a lot of attention. But when you got, you know, Jordan Cameron and Devon Bess and Greg Little and Travis Benjamin and all those guys, you know, on the opposite side, things are going to be open somewhere else.
When you came out at the start, the last possession, what are you thinking?
I think we need a touchdown, especially with Billy kind of questionable. Let's not, you know, leave it to overtime to find out, or a field goal. And I told those guys in the huddle, let's just go win it right here. Did a good job. You know, not everything was perfect. And I think that's kind of a mistake some people make, is, you know, in a two-minute drive, everything's got to be perfect. You know, there's a few throwaways, a few quick plays, and in the end, it worked out. You just got to keep going until you get the right opportunity. And, you know, OB at the sideline, Jordan to the right, Greg on a slant. Josh on a slant. It was, you know, a combination of things. And then on that touchdown, it was kind of a look that we had talked about during the week. And it's a good thing we did, because we were ready for it.
You ever throw 54 passes in any game, anywhere?
I threw 61 in Michigan State, my first start. So.
How about Jordan Cameron, just how big he did?
Yeah, Jordan's huge. And like I said before, we have so many playmakers on this team. It's just my job to get the ball in their hands and let them do with it what they can. And he did a great job. And, you know, it's good when you have more than one. When you have more than one weapon, it makes it hard on defenses.
You mean the look of being one-on-one with the safety?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, you just got to let Jordan go out and win. And he did. He did a great job.
Is it tough to shake off when you throw a couple picks in a row and you come down to one drive? Is it tough to
Yeah, it is. It is tough to shake off, because, you know, you're so angry at yourself. Really, it's not like it was a bad throw, or it was just two bad decisions. And that's what gets me more than anything. If it's a bad throw, or, you know, you get hit while you're throwing, there's only so much you can do. Obviously, you don't want to throw any interceptions, but when there are bad decisions, you know, that's just not my game. And that really, you know, gets you going. But you just know you got to move on, because if you dwell on it, maybe you're a little hesitant, or you go out and you're not going through your reads the right way. And you just got to move on.
Did you earn the right to stay in?
I'm not concerned about that right now. I'm concerned about getting that first win, seeing those guys in that locker room when I came in, the reaction they had, get Chet his first win. And, you know, that's out of my control. I don't make those decisions.
Brian, speaking of first wins, this is obviously yours.
Yeah.
As a starter and obviously with the Browns, has it sunk in what a special day this is for you?
It will. Probably, you know, when we get back and I'm driving back home. And I just hope I didn't put my wife into labor by having it end the way it did. So, It'll definitely go down as something special. I mean, you know, you guys have asked me a million times, is it mean more playing for your hometown team? Yeah, obviously it does. And to win and get that first win is huge. And now hopefully we can just build on it and keep the thing rolling.
Brian, you grew up in the city of Cleveland. You know these fans.
Yep.
It was a week where everybody was predicting doom, gloom. The sky is falling. The season's over. We're tanking.
I used to think that way too, you know. So, you know, hopefully this is a change. And, you know, I know how everyone feels. I've been there. But I think we just got to take this momentum. Obviously a huge game coming in, Cincinnati, you know, division rival. They're a great team. And we just got to take this and build on it and move on. And, you know, obviously celebrate today and then tomorrow get to work on Cincinnati.
When's the due date?
When's the baby due date?
October 21st. So we're, you know, we're good, but something like that, maybe, you know.
Well, you know what happened to Flacco when this was.
I know. I talked to him after the game. I was like, I didn't see you out here before. He's like, yeah, we just had the baby at 11:30. So.
How many is this? Baby number what?
Two. Yep.
Oh, okay.
The other thing is, was the locker room rocked during the week or?
No, I mean, I think we, obviously everyone was, you know, shocked. You know, I'll be front and honest about it. And, but. Really, we came in and just kind of grouped together and said, look, we got to go with the 53 guys that we have. And obviously, we did that. We stuck together. And it's things that are out of your control, you can't really worry about. As hard as it is to do, you know, I do it all the time. You know, I sit there and worry about what covers they're going to play or this and that. But you really just got to focus on, you know, doing your job and going out there. And I think, you know, everybody pulled together. If anything else, it kind of made us closer and stronger and pulled us together.
Is this the pro quarterback that's sort of been bubbling under the surface here for the past 4 years when you haven't gotten a chance to get out there and show
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to get that opportunity to go out there. And obviously, I'm upset about the interceptions. But those are things that I can improve on and learn from and go from there. And, you know, if you're in this league, you think you have confidence in yourself that you can play in this league. And, you know, to go down and get a game-winning drive in the first start and things like that, it's something you definitely can build upon.
With the running game so stalled as it was, it's fairly unproductive. Except for them.
Yeah, I mean, there were some good runs. There were some big plays. There were some big runs. And, you know, hopefully we can mix that in. And you know, really, I think it was just the overall team win. You know, there were some good runs that got us some first downs and obviously the passing game as well.
But do you feel them just daring you to beat them?
Yeah, I think they were daring me to beat them. Obviously, this is a team you watch on film, and they played a lot of cover two. And they didn't play a lot of cover two today. And, you know, we kind of thought that maybe we'd try to do that. And, they did, and we responded.
Right. How nice was it to get off to that hot start, and what do you think you did in the first half?
It was good. You know, obviously, you get the ball rolling, you get a rhythm, you can get going, and we were in and out of the huddle, and, you know, we stalled a little bit. Even the two drives where I throw, you know, the two interceptions, we were really moving the ball, which is even more discouraging, but you just got, like I said, move on. But we can get that rhythm going, and, you know, I think this offense can get rolling.